So the Buddhist tradition has developed many aids for increasing our faculty of Dharma Vichaya by analysing mental events, so that you have a finer and more subtle experience of what goes on in our minds. So you find lists of poisons and lists of positive mental events in the suttas. However, the Abhidharma tradition developed this investigation, this analysis, to a much higher degree. There are several Abhidharma traditions, but they all analyse mental events. They all investigate what's going on in the mind and give us a list to help us identify what is happening. And as I said earlier, that investigation and analysis did tend to drift into scholasticism, but nevertheless those lists remain as a practical source of knowledge for us if we use them with the right motivation. And the right motivation is that we want to change our minds. So we know that there are different lists in the different Abhidharma traditions. There's a Theravada list, a Sarvastivadin list, and a Yogacara list, just to name three. And we're going to focus on the list of the 51 mental events from Asanga's Abhidharma Samachaya, from the Yogacara tradition. So to some extent, the different lists overlap, and to some extent they differ, and it's not something to worry about. No list is exhaustive. There are no fixed boundaries between mental events. The list is only a tool for practical purposes, so it's provisional labels. So using such a system is meant to be helpful to us, to help us recognise the subtle nuances of our mind and its mental events, to recognise, acknowledge and change them into their opposites if they're unwholesome. So it can be unhelpful if we get too academically involved in it all and take it all too intellectually and literally. Mental states are infinite, really, and we could cut the cake, as it were, of the mind in any number of ways. So the lists are just tools or a signpost. So we're working within the dualistic mind. We're using provisional labels of mental events. In ignorance, as it were, we're making a distinction between different things that go on in our minds so that we can clarify the unskillful and the skillful and change this. So this is a process that the Nyingma tantric tradition called using dirt to get rid of dirt. So we're working with our dualistic mind to get to mind as such, pure mind.